We got a theme song now, I think.
Dude, we've made it big.
We have hit the big time. We have a theme song. It's time to eat and drink. Biatch is here. She's got the beer. I got the food. It's time to feed the resistance. And I said earlier that this week's pairing actually includes a little side trip to my favorite little neighborhood pub.
Awesome.
Which is truly my neighborhood pub because one of my neighbors owns it.
Talking about
Midtown Pub in Middleton. We got a couple stories about Midtown before we start here.
Oh, nice. Dude, I love the wings at Midtown Pub.
The wings are amazing. So several years ago, I was working at the River Food Pantry, and my coworker, Kathy, had previously worked at Bunkie's, and she was constantly telling me about this chef at Bunkie's. Jesse was his name. She's just like, this guy's amazing. You got to taste his food. He's incredible. And then just before both Kathy and I left the river, Midtown hired this guy named Jesse. And sure enough, it was the same guy. And she was right.
Okay.
The food is very good there. All right. So that's story number one. Story number two, right after I get back in Wisconsin from a few years out east, I'm there at the bar having a drink. And this dude comes up and sits down next to me. And he looks at me and says, oh, so your profile on the Resistance website is true, huh? I said, what? He said, it says there that you like to hang out at Midtown Pub. So clearly I spend a little too much time there.
That's awesome.
But the food today is inspired by Midtown Pub. It's one of my favorites on their menu. I did not get the recipe from Jesse. I'm just kind of copying what he does with it.
Okay.
It's stuffed tomato, and they stuff it either with chicken salad or tuna salad. And I always choose the chicken salad. And one time my wife and I were at home, and we pulled out the chicken that we were going to cook that night. And I realized that we accidentally bought boneless, skinless chicken. I said, what the hell are we going to do with this?
Right.
And she said, make a chicken salad with it. So we made a chicken salad, and I thought, well, I'm going to serve it up the way Jesse does at Midtown. And so, yeah, it's in this like kind of a flour tomato thing.
Dude, you are so fancy.
It's always got some seasonal fruit with it, so I put some grapes in there and a few nuts over the top. So that's what we got here. The one thing about the chicken salad itself, when we were making it that time, when we had bought the wrong chicken, we had some creme fraiche in the refrigerator, so I thought, well, in addition to the mayo, I'm going to throw a little creme fraiche in there. So it gives it this really creamy flavor.
Okay,
so
awesome.
That's what we got here. So what are we pairing this with today?
So I knew you were doing a chicken salad type thing, and I knew that there was going to be grapes involved and whatever else. So I decided to pair with a Hefeweizen.
Okay.
And the reason I picked that, Hefeweizens, they always have like a fruitier tone to them. It'll be like a banana kind of cloves in there. And I thought the banana flavors would go well with the grapes, and the lightness and the carbonation of the Hefeweizen would help lighten up the rich mayo base of the chicken salad.
And you mentioned before we started, this looks like summer.
Right.
And it really does. It's got a summer feel to it, and this beer also looks like summer.
Totally. And I love, and I know people are like, well, that's for summertime. And I'm like, I bust those dishes out in the wintertime so I can get a little hint of summer in my life.
Precisely. That's why I chose this dish today. And I'm sure that's partially why you chose this beer today.
Absolutely. And I picked, this is the oldest brewery in the entire world.
Really?
So this is actually from Bavaria. But you can literally pair this with any Hefeweizen out there.
All right. Well, let's give a taste.
Trying to get grapes and nut and a little bit of chicken salad all in one bite.
Yeah, that works well together.
Still haven't eaten yet.
All right, there she's taking a taste.
Oh my God, that chicken salad's lovely. Oh yeah. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, literally.
Literally chicken dinner. All right, so we're trying a chicken salad served in kind of a tomato flour. I just sliced up the tomato into, what would you call that?
Eighths?
Yeah. Open it up like a flour, threw some chicken salad in there, threw some grapes over the top, some nuts over the top, and we're pairing it with?
Any Hefeweizen you want.
All right. Sounds good. And it tastes good, too.
It's wonderful. Great recipe again, Pat.
All right. Thank you. Great beer as well. Thank you very much. We eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. On Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.